97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Right, good morning. 7-Eleven.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
Is that a...
Joker.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Go. Yeah. It's so good, man.
I have to love that movie.
Heath Ledger, dude.
Yeah.
One of the best ones. Jared Leto did all right. I didn't mind his kind of gangster.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
You haven't seen the Batman with him?
Is it, wait, Jared Leto's the one with Batman and...
Harley Quinn.
Harley, yeah, I haven't
God,
seen that one.
Hot Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He can't be Heath Ledger's Joker, though.
I don't think so. I think he was...
him and Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, I didn't mind. Because Jack Nicholson can be so menacing, I think.
Tread lightly, Brock.
Now, what? Is that your favorite?
Jack Nicholson was a badass Joker.
I don't...
He was... Come on, 1990?
Kind of cheesy. That's what I mean.
Like, 1990.
Like, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, but him as Mr. Freeze was terrible.
Well, yeah. Like, that was a terrible movie.
But Jack Nicholson in...
The original Batman was pretty damn good.
The best one is, wait, I got to look this up now. Who was the Joker?
With Adam West?
With Adam West.
Oh, see, now that's a cheese factory, man.
That is the greatest one. That Caesar Romero. He was...
Yeah, come on.
Fantastic. See, that's better than Jack.
Just take care. Yeah, that guy.
Look at that. For God's sakes, what are you doing?
This is a terrible Joker. Jack Nicholson was awesome, though, man. Come on.
All right. He was all right.
Come on. How long has it been since you've seen that movie?
It's been a minute. I'm not going to lie. Maybe we need to...
I'm telling you, it's a dark movie.
Let's do Morning Dump, and then you and I will spend the next hour watching YouTube videos of different Jokers.
Okay.
We're going to be unproductive today.
Sit down and relax. It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Happy World Emoji Day.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Day we celebrate those little caricatures and pictures that we use to communicate. I don't do emojis a whole lot.
Me neither.
I think I'll throw a smiley face in or a winky face from time to time. But besides that, I don't go crazy with emojis. I just don't.
Some people just speak in emoji.
That brings up an interesting point, man. The younger generations that use emojis all the time, we're getting one step closer to going back to hieroglyphics.
See, we used to teach cursive in school. Now we're going to teach emoji.
Yeah. People are just going to have stamps, like, in their pocket, like a piece of technology that they just...
It's like emoji hieroglyphics.
Think about hieroglyphics. It's just emojis.
Yeah.
Back then, that's all it was. They had different pictures, and that's how they told stories. They pound them into rock.
So it's a National Emoji Day, huh?
National Emoji Day. So what's your favorite emoji?
My favorite one? I don't know. I don't use them that much, man.
No.
Probably the... I have no idea.
Does it count as emoji when I do a capital B, equal sign, capital D, squirt emoji?
I was going to bring that one up. That's my classic AIM messenger back in the day emoji.
I send that to Kiki every once in a while.
Yeah?
I'll send the but that doesn't count as an emoji. Does that count as an emoji?
I don't think so.
Of course, now they got, the eggplant is what you use for that.
The eggplant.
The eggplant emoji.
Because it looks like it.
I've heard that's been banned in some areas because it's too sexy. The eggplant is sexy.
What?
I don't know. Eggplant Parmesan, now that's sexy. But just an eggplant by itself, there's nothing erotic about that in my mind.
So what do we do for National Emoji Day? Do I have to text you in emojis now?
No. Don't do it, because I want to. I'll be. What are you saying? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Not to mention, it takes forever.
It does
to find the right emojis.
I see. I got that little swipe thingy on my cellular phone. I can swipe my finger.
I didn't know you could use the swipe feature on the Jitterbug.
On my razor. It's crazy.
Sweet razor.
So I guess if you want to send an emoji today, or call someone and be a decent human being. Amazon Prime Day started yesterday, ends today. Have you gotten in on any of the deals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, most definitely. I was up last night getting some stuff.
Did you order some stuff? Well, they were having problems with it crashing, the website crashing.
Yeah, actually, a few times last night, yeah. I ran into that problem.
It crashed.
And a lot of the Amazon Prime deal, like the day deal things,
yeah.
You're on a waiting list.
Really?
So many people buying them.
That's crazy, yeah. Man.
There are a few good deals, man. I mean, it's nothing extravagant.
Well, let's be honest. It's like Black Friday. Really, Black Friday, mm-hmm. There's not that many crazy deals.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've always... this really stuck with me. I can't remember who said it, but it wasn't... You didn't save $500 on a TV.
Mm-mm.
You spent $1,000 on a TV. Makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
So if it's a $1,500 TV, you didn't save $500. You spent $1,000.
Well, I went through this every single year, man. When I worked at Best Buy, we'd work those long shifts and just watch people pile into the store.
For what?
And you know what? Going around the store, we had to price everything. We had to figure out, you know, what the best-selling stuff was going to be and, you know, what people were here for. Dude, the deals aren't that.
No, they're not that great.
Extravagant.
It's not worth it, turning into an awful human being.
Here's what it is.
Fighting someone over a Furby.
Right. Here's what it is. They'll knock the price down on pretty much everything just a little bit. Just a little bit. Nothing whether you're going to lose money on.
Yeah.
But they will take like 5 TVs or like 5 laptops.
Yep.
All right, knock them like half off.
Yep.
And advertise that. So everybody thinks, damn, I'm going to go get a laptop half off.
Yep.
This is going to be great. What they don't tell you is they only have 5 of them.
Yeah. And that's what people fight over.
And so you get in this long line. If you're not like the first 5 in that line, because they hand out vouchers.
Yeah.
So you have a voucher for one of those laptops or those TVs, and that's it.
You ever see
everybody else in line is waiting for something you can get on, you know, on sale next week.
Yeah. Yeah. You see those people like camp out on Black Fridays and stuff like that?
Oh, we had people when I worked at Best Buy, man, camp out for 3 days.
You're missing work.
Dude, 3 days.
That's insane. Oh, wasn't there a guy who like started camping out like the beginning of November?
I watched a guy grow a beard waiting in line one time. I'm serious, man.
These
people are no joke.
At least that's the only good thing with Amazon Prime Day is that you don't have to wait in line. You just get on the computer and do it.
You can wait in your boxers.
That's all I got for you. Not good?
Yeah.
Good morning dump. So emojis and Amazon Prime.
It was satisfying.
There you go.
The morning dump on the Plan B morning.